Okay, we're here at the Creative Recording Studios on a Saturday afternoon. We're delighted to be joined by three of the Tall Poppies. Hello, Tall Poppies.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So could you all introduce yourself?
I'm Susan. I play bass and sing.
I'm Catherine. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Dermot. I don't sing, but I play violin and a little bit of keyboard.
Now, of course, Catherine and Susan, you're identical twins, so I'm glad that you identified yourself for me. Thank you very much. It's always helpful. So tell us a little bit about yourself, because Susan and Catherine, you're not originally from Essex, are you?
No. We do have heritage in Essex. Our mum's from Essex, but we're from Perth in Australia. We moved over some time ago to the UK. Met Dermot in Brentwood.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a Brentwood connection.
Hometown. So how did that happen?
We were both working in a hospital that was open once here.
Was that the community hospital?
It was Maskells Park.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just moved down to London and, we met in Maskells Park. It was my first job after I moved to London and I met Susan through work and, Susan asked me to think about playing strings on the song which you heard, Goodnight Catherine.
Right.
Which was the first song that I played on. And gradually I've just immersed myself into the other songs from there. And
absorbed into the band.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's good to hear that you were working there and not patience. Okay. Your music has been described as, amongst other things, as baroque pop. So what's that about? Explain that a little bit.
I guess it's having the, the string side and also the difference in tempos.
Because you grew up listening to British artists such as the Smiths, Kate Bush, David Bowie and Pulp. We can hear all the influences in there as well. But you've obviously got some other influences where there's other artists that might be. I mean, it comes to my mind, the Divine Comedy when I hear stuff like that. Mm. So there's other artists that sort of inspire you as well.
Yeah, we did listen to a fair bit of Divine Comedy. Yeah. Went and saw him play earlier in the year. That was really cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so did I. Yeah, always good to see them. Okay, so we saw you, of course, 2 years ago. It was October 2015 when you came in and I believe that you played a session on the sports show,
which was
always brilliant. Always trying to get people to play live on the sports show.
But,
and with Steve Robertson, and you released your EP, was it High Time EP at the time?
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
So tell us what you've been up to in the last 2 years.
We've been doing some more recording and playing around quite a lot. We went to Ibiza, didn't we? That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Was that work or pleasure?
That was for a gig. Yeah.
Oh, right.
That was
cool. Nice.
And, we went back and played a gig in Australia as well. So we've finished this album's worth of recording, which we're going to put out early next year. And we've got this single coming out in a couple of weeks' time, which we've been
playing on the radio, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you for that.
So how long did the album take to put together?
It's taking a while because, I guess it's been 2 years to...
Yeah.
Right from writing.
Right from the beginning,
Is it mostly finished now?
It's all finished now. We just got to do some artwork.
Right.
We'll get Catherine to do that.
That sounds like the easy part of it, but it's probably not.
That's the fun part, I think.
These things take time, don't they? You think you're finished, and 6 months later you're still trying to do a video.
You played three songs for us today. One of them's the new single now, and the other two were...
So, you heard Goodnight Catherine. Which is one that, as Dermot said, was quite an old one that we've been playing together for some time. And Cold will also be on the new album, inspired by Christmas time.
Right. I mean, the song sounds, they've got kind of a theme going through them. There's sort of a slightly angry love song, in a way. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
It's probably oversimplifying it a bit, but is that that's the kind of theme that you're looking for when you're writing?
Not every time, no. I think they're just why do we think those come out today?
Okay, so Now is coming out as a single. That's coming out on the 24th of November, and you've got a launch gig for that in East London.
Yeah, right? Leytonstone Lunar Lounge.
And you've got some more gigs after. You're playing the following day as well?
Playing the following day for,
King's Cross.
The Reversism, another band in London, they're launching their single the next day. So we'll be playing at the Harrison with them. And then on the 8th of December, back in Shoreditch for a gig at the Aquarium, I think it's called. Yeah.
Right. So the new album's coming out after the new year. So immediate plans, I would imagine, would be to support the album and play some of the songs live again and more gigs.
Yeah, more gigs coming up, trying to tour around.
Hopefully get over to Europe as well, I think, in the new year. Be really good.
Have you had a reaction outside the UK for any of the music that you're doing? Have you been playing well, because you already mentioned that you played in Spain, you played in Australia, yeah. But are there any pockets of sort of Tall Poppies fans anywhere in Europe?
On Facebook, it's all Brazil and Argentina. I don't know why. But Germany, we went and played, and that was really good.
Right.
Yeah, and they were quite receptive.
Yeah.
And yeah, we might be going to Italy as well. So,
oh, cool. So you just need to get some promoters in all these countries to wake up and see what you're doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So if people have heard the session today and they like what they hear, where can they go on the web and find out more about you?
So the best place is our website, thetallpoppies.com.
Because you've got a real website that you update, haven't you? You've got blogs on there as well. It's just proper old school. It's nice. Because Facebook is nice, but you can't find anything on Facebook.
That's true.
You,
so. Yeah, it's nice to have a bit of control as well. So you put things.
So we've got, sorry, the address again was?
It's www.thetallpoppies. So that's thetallpoppies.com.
Excellent.
And then, the rest, we're on all the socials. If you look up Tall Poppies, you'll find
us. We can find you.
Yeah, the website has details of all the gigs as well, so there's a calendar there, so have a look. That's how I keep track of what gigs we're playing and what I have to turn up to. I just check the website. So,
always good to be up to date. Okay, that's brilliant. Well, Catherine, Susan, Dermot, thank you very much for coming down and playing some songs
for
us today.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.